Well, good Friday morning, church. This is the Friday in our Holy Week, and I hope that you have been blessed this week as we are preparing ourselves for our Savior's greatest sacrifice in dying for our sins, and the church's greatest celebration as our Savior rises again from the dead. And so on this Friday morning, we are going to be studying Psalm 61. Again, God's saving word today is prayer. And today's psalm begins with a cry to God. And the psalm writer expresses assurance that God has heard him. The writer then offers a prayer for the king and concludes with a promise to praise God daily. And so this is Psalm 61, a prayer for protection. Hear my cry, O God. Listen to my prayer. In despair and far from home, I call to you. Take me to a safe refuge, for you are my protector, my strong defense against my enemies. Let me live in your sanctuary all my life. Let me find safety under your wings. You have heard my promises, O God, and you have given me what belongs to those who honor you. Add many years to the king's life. Let him live on and on. May he rule forever in your presence, O God. Protect him with your constant love and faithfulness. So I will always sing praises to you as I offer you daily what I have promised. And today's key verse is Psalm 61:8. I will always sing praises to you as I offer you daily what I have promised. And our time together is going to be very short today. It's a very short little 8-verse psalm. But what promises have you made to God? And have you kept those promises? How will you worship and praise God today? Let's pray. Hear my cry, O God. Listen to my prayer. You are my safe haven. In your presence I feel secure because of your constant love and faithfulness. Daily will I praise you. In your holy name I pray. Amen. Well, that brings our time to an end on this Friday morning. Again, tomorrow is Holy Saturday. And Sunday is Resurrection Sunday. If you haven't spoken to your family and your close friends in a while, this would be a good time to give them a call and tell them that you're thinking of them. And again, church, keep your eyes open. God answers our prayers. So let's keep our eyes open and keep a lookout for the answer to those prayers. God bless, and I look forward to seeing you on Sunday.